Without all the drama, Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
I just love you so much.
The big 550 KTRS would like to lay a little loving on you just in time for Valentine's Day.
A magically romantic day.
How? Simply go to KTRS.com and look for the contest tab to register to win a prize pack of love.
I've got some love to give.
If you're one of five winners, you'll receive a $50 gift card to the all-new Tecanos Brazilian Grill, which is opening February 27th in St. Charles. A night with a St. Louis Symphony at Powell Hall featuring the American Masters. A pair of tickets from locally owned and operated Werenberg Theaters to see Safe Haven, a love story opening Valentine's Day. A $100 gift certificate from Walter Noel Forrest. And two packs to the 27th Annual Wine Fest at Westport Plaza February 16th, featuring wine sampling from premier local wineries.
Sounds like love to me.
Registration ends Sunday, and the winners will be announced beginning Monday, February 11th, on the big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the soft glow of electric sex.
From it. Oh. So can you stand up? We're about to get Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 5th edition. Is that right? Is it the 5th?
Yeah.
Fifth. Unbelievable. Edition Opinions Playhouse brought to you by North American Solar. That's right. You heard me right. Solar power. It is no longer just for the Ed Begleys of the world. Remember that guy?
Yes, famous
movie star who's such a green freak.
His house was built out of tires.
Yeah. He makes his coffee by riding a bicycle to power the coffee pot or the blender or something. We're not going to go that crazy, but boy, can we save you some money. We'll talk.
Hey!
Our control board is manned by the man. Yeah, I know the man was Stan.
Yes, I could.
That's
take
baseball,
that nickname.
But that's baseball. We got to come up with a comparable title. The hand, but it's actually two hands to run.
Yeah,
the hands. Peon the hand doesn't work. Does
no,
it? We'll work on
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
he's the master of the control board. He is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I want to say a big happy birthday to William Cleveland.
Wow. Yeah. Who is that?
Who's that?
He's a listener.
That's the same as Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What is he, 50?
Oh, Bill.
How old is he?
He's 64.
64 years old. Boy, yeah. He does not sound
internal
happy birthday.
Or external.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Internal, he's 85.
Bill Cleveland's birthday today. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You know, when Bill goes out, Hebe provides security for Bill.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He has to have security.
Oh,
Bernice
sure.
is in heaven.
You horse is high again.
I don't think he's going to think that's very funny.
What?
Rat Boy's got a gift for Bill. It's a great big old nose. What's it made out of?
Cheese.
Big old nose made out of cheese. That's not enough. I wouldn't do that.
Cheese nose.
I think he's kind of sensitive about that. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Birthday boy is on the way. We'll get to him in a couple of minutes. There was a time, not too long ago, when solar panels on houses, here's who put them up. Movie stars, hippies, tree huggers, and these over-the-top green people. I don't mean Martians. I mean the people who are just fanatically green. I am not one of those people. But like anybody else, I love when something comes along that just cuts the legs out from under something else that has become so expensive, like electricity. Somebody has calculated, and I don't know who this scientist was, but here's what they came up with. That, and if you think about this, I'm not sure how they came up with it or how it translates, but here's what they said. They said that each hour, enough sunlight hits the earth that if you could harness all of the sunlight and the solar power that hits the earth, the entire earth in 1 hour, you could power everything on the earth for a year.
Whoa.
How about that? Would power the world for a year.
Wow.
But first, you got to capture it. We're going to capture it a little at a time, okay? We're going to get. Think of it as if rain came down over the whole earth. You can't catch it all. But if you catch, you know, some here and some, you could have a bucket of it. Well, you could have a bathtub of it. You could have a swimming pool full of it.
We need to get one day North American solar to be global solar. Just put a
One giant panel
up in between the earth and the sun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And power the whole
just
earth.
Just one little
one
conduit
cable,
bringing all the energy down.
But that's how much power is in the sun. And there it is. Even when we can't see it on a cloudy day, it's still up there. Still up there, and the clouds are going to move away, and there it's going to be. And North American Solar is already going to homes and doing estimates of very smart people who know this makes all the sense in the world, that if you can take, and in our case it's Ameren. I know that some of you folks in St. Charles have whatever it is, Quiver River, and then there's some other electric company. We'll talk about Ameren because that's what most of us have, is Ameren UE, Ameren Electric, or whatever it's called. They just had a rate increase last month, and they're going to have another one, and they're going to have another one. So a couple of things you might want to think about. Solar panels for your house to provide electricity for your house are so much more affordable than you think they are. Whatever the cost of putting them in is, forget that. I think the average home, they say panels are $46,000. You're not going to pay that. You're not going to pay half of that because you're going to get tax incentives and rebates. And in 5 or 6 years, that's the average payback time, you have repaid yourself the money you were out, which was less than half the cost of it anyway. So now you have that money back, and now it's just icing. There are days when Ameren's not making any money from you. And then over the course of a year, the average electric bill is cut about 70%. You pay 30% of what you were paying. You take the sunny days where you're using no Ameren, you take the cloudy days when you are, partial days when you're using a little of each, and overall, you have cut your bill down to about a third of what it was. Yes, it's very green. If that makes you feel good to go, you know, I'm fine. It's more about look how much money you can save. And like a lot of other things, people who are short-sighted, they'll go, well, you know, they only look at what it costs. How about what you don't pay down the road and money in your pocket? Time goes really fast. 5 or 6 years to recoup what you paid and then just start raking it in. It goes by in a blink of an eye, and the older you get, the more you realize that. North American Solar will take care of all the paperwork. They'll help you get your federal tax credit. They'll help you get the Ameren rebate, and all the panels come from Solar World. Solar World is the largest manufacturer of solar panels in the United States. They're 100% American-made. Here's all we're asking you to do. We're asking you to go to the website, northamericansolar.com. That's north-americansolar.com. Just go to the website, take a look. They'll come to your house. They'll tell you. They'll see where your house sits and take a look and go, well, here's what you're looking at to put solar panels up. And then they'll lay out for you what it's going to cost and then what it's going to save, which is the big number. But you'll have to go to the website and make the first move. It's very interesting, this whole solar thing. And if we weren't in St. Louis and I were talking to you in Phoenix or somewhere in Southern California, you know, this would be stuff you'd already heard about. But now St. Louis is finally catching up. And it's a great part of the country to have solar panels, too, based on average hours of sunlight per day in the course of a year. North frankopinion.com. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors and you'll find it. Links right to their site, North American Solar. From downtown St. Louis, it's the birthday edition of the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM, the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
And we know you're not 60 or 70 or anything like that. What are you, 38 or 6 or 5 or what?
38, for God's sake. I am 33 years old.
Ooh, 33. Wow. Even younger.
33.
Sorry.
That's all right. I was just telling Dan that I started on this show, I was 20. You believe
wow.
that?
Wow. I do believe it, and the reason I thought you were 38 is you're wise beyond your years.
Yeah.
You have so much knowledge, I thought
I don't know if I'm wise. Maybe I act beyond my years.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Okay, that's pretty much. Well, in keeping with tradition, the Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco went to Disney World. I saw those commercials, yeah. And an odd coincidence, the tower went off at Cinderella's castle.
No, that is an odd coincidence.
Well, we can't confirm that President Obama called the Baltimore Ravens locker room after the Super Bowl. However, we do know that Brent Musburger called the cheerleaders.
No, of course he did.
And Superdome officials attributed the Super Bowl power outage to an abnormality in the system. Yeah, I believe the abnormality was that Beyonce actually sang.
And she did. And you could tell she was singing.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
And I never cared that the other thing was lip-syncing. Who cares?
No, we were talking about this the other
Who
day.
Who cares?
He's a good singer. What does it matter?
I love this story. A 64-year-old guy from the United Kingdom has been released from the hospital after suffering from, let's call it, frostbite of the private part.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The drunken man was found screaming, laying on top of a neighbor's snowman that he was trying to have sex with.
Oh!
Yeah. The guy described his companion as ice cold, lifeless, and boring. Said, what the heck just happened?
Oh, man.
You jumped him.
He jumped
the punchline.
Oh, man.
My birthday, for God's sake.
Bill, I don't know what to say. Let's pretend that never happened. Start over.
Yeah.
Un-friggin' believable.
Start over.
The guy described his companion as ice cold, lifeless, and boring, or as Bill Clinton said, welcome to my world.
Oh,
now, see, that would have been so much funnier.
Yeah. Yes.
And he not jumped the punchline.
Maybe I should have stopped after you hit the first time.
That peon.
Unbelievable. Thanks a lot, Ian. Thanks a lot.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks so much. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Got it. See ya.
He ruined his book.
Yeah, boy, that was...
You have to feel horrible.
It's going
to
be such a good joke, too.
You don't feel horrible, do you? No, you really don't.
Sure, I
no,
do. I don't like messing up anybody's flow.
Went through a Westport car wash yesterday, and there was a PT Cruiser behind me. I look in the mirror. I've never seen hail damage. It looked like somebody took a ball-peen hammer to this.
Oh, really?
Thing. Oh, it looks like they beat it to death with a hammer. And I just thought...
And we haven't had a hailstorm, really, in a...
Well, this could have been from a year ago.
Yeah.
We just never got it fixed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never gotten caught in hail. I have a garage, so I know it's hailed at my house, but the car's in the garage. And I've never... Now, I've driven home knowing... I keep listening to hail has been... Man, I'm rushing home trying to beat the hail, but I've never had it actually... Little hail, but nothing where I got out of the car and went, hail damage.
Oh, I did. And I pulled under a tree, and then the hail was so intense, it started knocking parts of the tree down on
me. So big branches put big dents in your car.
I thought, well, the heck with it.
Even worse.
Yeah, you'd be better off with the hail.
It looked like a golf ball. That's what my car looked like.
There's an interesting statistic for you. I'm just throwing this out. It has nothing to do with much of anything else, except that I find that this is just a very... interesting statistic. All this Susan G. Komen stuff, and that's fine, although there's a lot of fraud out there, a lot of pink stuff that have nothing to do with breast cancer, and that's what's happened. But heart disease, I heard a doctor the other day, a number one killer of women is heart disease. Heart disease kills 10 times more women than breast cancer.
Wow.
10 times.
Wow.
1 in 3 women will die from heart disease. And the breast cancer, it's 1 in 30-something. So it's actually more than 10 times. I have what could be some exciting news, ladies and gentlemen. There is a company in this town. And I've talked about this company over the years a couple of times. Not recently. They have about 40 locations. I have gone there and done business there over the years and spent thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm a big fan of this chain of places. And I have wanted to speak for them for years. And I never go out and solicit advertisers. I don't go out and go, hey, my name's Frank Opinion, I'm going to come talk to you and meet with you about going on the show. I don't do that. Everybody who's on the show came to us. They listen and they realize that, hey, it's one thing to just get on the radio. It's another to get somewhere where there's a loyal audience that actually supports the sponsors. But I've always wanted this place on the air. And a few years ago, I made a little comment about an experience I had. I had been there, and I had another one of many wonderful experiences, and I talked about it. Well, they got a copy of it, and they played it at a sales meeting, a sales manager's meeting. And they said, isn't this fantastic? Yet I could never get them to advertise here because my understanding is there's one guy in this company who absolutely hates me. Never met me. I've never met the guy that I know of, but he can't stand me. And what I'm told is that's the reason that I don't have this place as an advertiser. And I would love to speak for them because I think it's a terrific company. But this guy has seen to it. He shut me out. I found out today he retires at the end of next month. Maybe the door will open. I'll keep you posted. I would love to turn that around. It's very frustrating because there are people within that company who love this show, who would love to be part of this show. But, man, when one person gets it in his craw, for some reason, he didn't want to have anything to do. Well, I'm telling you, it's a battle you're not going to win. But he's gone at the end of next month. So we'll see what happens. If you're a young guy, maybe not even young, maybe 40 years old, middle age, or approaching middle age, and you're looking for a wife, you might want to check out this gal. Her name is Lindsay Torres. She is 30. She's the president and owner of the burger chain on the West Coast, In-N-Out Burgers. She is a billionaire at 30. The youngest female billionaire in America. It's a pretty interesting story. In-N-Out Burger, and I've heard Mike Evans talk about them. I think my wife says at one time I had one out there. I don't remember it.
It's always on the list of the top burgers in the country, along with Five Guys and
Well, then how come
like
since they started in 1948, they've never made it over here?
I don't think they want to expand.
They're West Coast only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have 280 In-N-Out Burger places on the West Coast. And they started in 1948, and just by a series of lucky sperm club luck, quite frankly, this chick at 30 is the CEO, the president, the owner, and it's an article. I don't have time to go through the whole article, but it's
she's been her grandfather married three times.
Her grandfather Harry Snyder. He died in 1976, and he passed the company on to his son, Rich. His son Rich is her dad. Then her dad dies in a plane crash at the age of 41. So, I'll take that back. Her grandfather passes it along to his son, Rich. He dies in a plane crash. Then her dad, Guy Snyder, takes over the business. He dies of a drug overdose when she's 17, and all of a sudden, here she is,
Wow. This
really rich head of this burger place. She has no business training, didn't go to college. She's the only person left in the family to take this thing over.
Wow.
And apparently, in spite of her at 30 being married, divorced three times, and doing all kinds of stupid, crazy stuff, the place, just because of the burgers, is, I guess, maybe the smartest thing she ever did was just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
It's animal style, I think, is one of the most. They have, like,
thousands of different combinations. Like, they have 40-something toppings you can get on your burger, like everything from banana.
See, which I think is crazy.
Right, yeah. It's more of a marketing, you know, tool to have that. But, yeah, animal style. We'll have to ask Mike Evans, because I know he's a pretty big expert on it.
There's your woman to go after.
No kidding.
And you can order any amount of burgers, like it's you can like a 2x2 or something is 2 patties, 2 pieces of cheese, and then you can somebody online I saw a picture they ordered a 24x24 and they cooked it for them and it was about 4 foot long.
Wow!
It was just 2 buns and 24 patties in between. There.
My wife says we had it one. I don't remember it, but I don't remember a lot of things. There's something wrong with my mind. She said if it'd been that great, I think I'm sure it was fine. But you know what I compare everything to? Steak and Shake. I compare everything, and if it's not better than Steak and Shake, then it's okay.
Yeah, my favorite burger right now is Culver's.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about this. And I had the Culver's, just had it for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I really liked it. I'd put it right up there with Steak and Shake, except Steak and Shake is a little greasier, and I like grease. So I'm going to give a little edge for the grease now. All right, now, folks, you know that I'm a fanatic about grammar, and I think we've lost our way grammatically. There is some great news that just came out today. USA Today published the results of a survey, and they did it across the country. They surveyed almost 6,000 single, unattached adults, 21 and older, and they gave them 10 things to judge the opposite sex on. 10 things: grammar, teeth, clothing, hair, shoes, car they drive. You get the idea. And then they ask men to rank them in order of what was most important when they looked for a woman, and they ask the women to rank the same 10. Check this out. The number one thing that men and women said they judge the opposite sex on: teeth. What have I been telling you? I was at Ballast Dental Care today, by the way. But check this out, and this is what really surprised me in a good way. Number two, grammar.
Yeah.
In both cases, the second most important thing was the grammar of the person they're going to date. So there you go. Brush up on your grammar. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Hey, you're going to have to tell Mr. Evans that he'll have to shorten it up, because I cannot tell this joke quickly. It doesn't do it justice. This joke requires some time, and I'm not about to ruin it. So just tell him he'll have to deal with it. This is the story of a fisherman, a professional. If you ever watched that Deadliest Catch thing?
Oh, yeah. Love that show.
Okay, that kind of guy where his life, his dad was a fisherman, his grandfather's father, fisherman. And he and his wife are blessed with twin sons. And they love these two boys. They can't decide on what to name them, so the husband, the fisherman, says to his wife, says, look, we're in no hurry. Let's give it a couple of days. Something will come to us. And after several days, he and his wife noticed something very strange. When they walked out of the room and left him alone, one of the twin boys would always turn toward the sea, and the other one would always turn away from the sea. So he said to his wife, he said, let's name the boys toward and away, toward the sea, away from the sea. She said, that's, I love that. So they name their twin boys Toward and Away. Years pass. The boys get older. They grow tall and strong, and they love that their dad is a fisherman. And they want to follow in his footsteps, and they want to accompany him and go out to sea with him. And finally, the day comes when he thinks the twin boys, Toward and Away, are old enough to go with him and learn about making a living from the sea. He said, boys, it's time. Kiss your mom goodbye and tell her you love her and that we'll see her in a month. They're going out to sea to fish. The man and his twin boys, Toward and Away. Mom's sad. Be careful, my darling. Be careful, my boys, my beautiful twin boys. Be careful. We will see you in a month. A month passes. No husband, no twin boys, Toward and Away. 5 weeks, nothing. Six, seven, 2 months. The reality starting to set in with her that she might have to face the fact that her husband and her twin boys, toward and away, have been lost at sea. 4 months go by. 2 years go by. Neighbors grieve with her. She's not the same. She never got to really, really say a permanent goodbye. After 3 years, one day in the little fishing cottage, she's looking out the window, and she sees a bearded man coming toward the cottage. As he gets closer, weak, frail, she realizes it's her husband. He collapses in the door. She throws her arms around me. She says, "Oh, my God, my darling. Oh, my. I thought you were dead. It's been, what in the world? It's been 3 years." He said, "It has taken this long for me to drift on what was left of a life raft to get help and then to get well enough to finally make my way home." She says, "And our beautiful boys, our twin boys, Tord and Away," he says, "they're dead." And she just breaks down. She says, "Oh, no, no, no." He says, "Honey, they were so strong, though. And they died doing what they loved to do, what their daddy did, what their daddy's daddy and their daddy's daddy's daddy did. They died doing that. You'd have been proud. You'd have been so proud. We were out at sea, and we had dropped anchor, and we had shut the engines down, and we threw the lines out, and it wasn't an hour before Tord hooked into a monster fish. Monster. That boy fought that fish, and I offered to help. He said, "No, Dad, I'm a man. I'll handle this. I'll bring this big boy in." And his brother Away was at the same time hooking a big fish. So he couldn't help Tord. Tord wouldn't let me help him. He fought that fish for 11 hours until he grew so weak that fish pulled him overboard. And I watched that fish swallow Tord whole. She says, "Oh, what a horrible story. That's horrible." She says, "That must have been a huge fish." He said, "It was. But you should have seen the one that got away."
Here's a look at traffic now. Airborne, Tim Weiland. Tim?
Kind of hard to tell where to start here, man. It is a mess everywhere. We'll start with westbound 64. You're jamming up from Compton to just about Highway 170, and the reason for that is there was a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane just before Highway 170. You're still slow between 270 and Maryville Center. You're heavy again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, and then some stop-and-go traffic from Highway K through Winghaven. Eastbound 64, jamming up from the Science Center through Boyle, then Grand all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. They're doing road work, or I guess that bridge construction, on eastbound 5570 near Exchange. They've got the left lane down, and things are jamming up all over the place from the Poplar Street Bridge through 64. You're also heavy on the King Bridge from the Missouri Bank all the way to where it merges with the interstate. Southbound 170, stop and go from Olive through 64. Same thing on southbound 270, Olive down through Doherty Ferry. You are slow on westbound 70 now from the McKelvey Overpass to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270, you're slow just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try St. Louis Bread Company's new spinach power salad today. It starts with fresh baby spinach, topped with roasted mushrooms, hard-boiled eggs, applewood smoked bacon, and frizzled onions. Power up at Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Friday, McGraw-Millhaven takes his morning show on the road to the Hardee's on Lackland Avenue near the Westport Plaza in Maryland Heights. Why? Because it's the 13th annual Hardee's Rise and Shine for Heat Up St. Louis. Drop by, give a buck, and get a free sausage and egg biscuit. All proceeds and tips will help needy seniors and the disabled pay their utility bills and stay warm. You can also give online at heatupstlewis.org. Keep a neighbor warm by participating in Heat Up St. Louis at participating Hardee's, supported by the Big 550 KTRS.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blue.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-511-2133 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-511-2133. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-511-2133.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
Are you looking at your windows, wishing they would work, but you can't afford to have your windows or patio door replaced right now? Call Genesco Window Products. They have the parts and expertise to repair most brands of windows and patio doors. And you can save by bringing in a sample of the part you need, and they will try to match it with a new one. Call them at 314-567-9175. That's 314-567-9175. Or go to their website at GenescoWindowProducts.com.
The world's greatest sports trivia championship presented by Worldwide Technology is coming Friday, February 8th to Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University. Enter your trivia team of 10 today. Meet sports heroes and win season tickets and other great prizes in this 10th anniversary event to benefit St. Patrick's Center. To reserve your table for Friday, February 8th at Chaffetz Arena, call 314-802-5445 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
Tiny bubble in the wine, make me happy. Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine. Going to Southern California, what do you say? Kicking around a little bit with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. We're going to talk more in a moment about Thompson Price, but right now, let's turn it over to the one, the only, Mike Evans. It's wine time.
Yeah, it's good, too.
You know, Dean Martin recorded a song called Little Old Wine Drinker Me.
Really?
Yeah, you should download that. That'd be a great song for you.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
Paco's question, name the name of the actor who had his own comedic television show. Every day showed up at work, though. He dressed like a bum. Went straight to wardrobe to put on some better clothes. Ray Romano, Charlie Sheen. Jerry Seinfeld, answer in a minute. More bad Justin Bieber news. His posse being investigated, again, by police for bullying a fan that took a picture of his snottiness. And Bieber has found that he really likes codeine-based cough syrup to go along with his top-notch marijuana.
Well, who doesn't?
All right. There you go.
Don't we all?
Lindsay Lohan, of course, is guilty of violation of her probation. So is Chris Brown. But tomorrow there'll be a hearing. Chris Brown's attorney may be charged with lying to the court and fraud. This could send Chris Brown to prison. This is happening about 2 o'clock L.A. time tomorrow. I'll have more tomorrow.
I think an appropriate punishment for Lindsay Lohan would be for the judge to say,
Chris Brown beat the shit out, the heck out of her.
Oh boy. Hit the button.
Did you get it? I got it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that little interruption you heard, Mr. Evans, Mr. Evans chose a word that is unacceptable on the federally regulated airwaves. He is drinking wine in the privacy of his own home.
I don't know what's unacceptable about it.
You know absolutely. You absolutely know you can't say that word on the air, and you know that. It's the wine, and we'll write it off as a wine. That's what it is. And now I'm not even going to do my Lindsay Lohan. Go ahead.
Right. Prison reports O.J. Simpson had a huge Super Bowl party in his cell. He lives in an 8-man cell all by himself, has two big screen televisions.
What?
Had a big party.
Brother.
OJ's adjusted to prison life. He's gained 75 pounds. He also has a little custom-made practice putting green.
They'll send a message to young people.
Yeah.
Convicted murderer Phil Spector not doing well. Phil won't meet with any visitors, not even Al Pacino,
man,
who is playing Phil Spector in an HBO movie, a biopic that I will review tomorrow. California state law says that Phil Spector, having not graduated from high school, must get his GED while he's in prison. He doesn't like studying for that. I've come to the conclusion Phil Spector is just not a happy murderer.
Remember my prison name for Phil Spector? Phil my sphincter.
Yeah. Phil my sphincter?
No, Phil my sphincter.
Phil my sphincter. I like that.
I knew you would.
Okay. Odds and ends, Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's not going to be doing any long-term Las Vegas deal. That's about, everybody's just passed on that. Former New York Mayor Ed Koch was buried yesterday. Did you know that his first judge that he ever appointed to the bench was Judge Judy in 1980?
Wow.
How about that? Robin Williams is returning to weekly television. He will play an advertising executive who works with his daughter, a comedy produced by David E. Kelly.
I'll bet that's going to be great.
I bet it is, too. David E. Kelly's great.
He does.
I loved the show that he had with Academy Award winner, kind of fat, old.
Oh, with
Harry's Law.
Shatner, Boston Legal?
Harry's Law.
Oh, Harry's Law with Kathy Bates.
Yes, great show. Always in the top 10, but it's skewed too old, so CBS dropped it.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
She was just here.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
No.
How'd she do?
I don't know. What was the review for the show?
I didn't hear a review.
Didn't hear much.
I'm sure all the people that loved her.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to mention her again because I know that she is in concert in Minneapolis tomorrow. The ticket sales suck.
Really?
Lady Gaga's in court being sued by her former assistant, who, among other things, says that Lady Gaga forced her to sleep with her. Hmm. I don't think you're supposed to do that, are you? Make people that work for you sleep with them?
No. You're not?
Frank tried that with me one time.
Mike Dorsey tried it here with me.
Mark.
Yeah. It didn't work.
See?
Didn't
Good
work.
Job.
I did it. That's why I have a job.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
It's different.
Hanging out the angry inch. There is, only in Hollywood, there's a Hollywood mortuary that if you use their services, and of course you would have to pay in advance, they'll give you air mileage towards a vacation.
Mike, I have to interrupt you.
What?
You'll love it. I'm looking at a monitor. We've got CNN or something on, and they've interrupted to announce that Reg Presley has passed away.
Reg Presley?
Yeah, he was the singer for the Troggs on
Wild,
Wild Thing.
Oh,
really?
1941, 2013. He's wearing like a fur collar.
Yeah.
Now those two people are laughing about it now.
Yeah, Reg Presley. Like that's...
By the way, that's old news. He died Sunday. Hello?
Well, they're acting like it.
Really?
First of all, nobody even knows who the name is.
Yeah, he died Sunday, and you're absolutely right. Nobody knows who the hell he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Edit out hell.
Yeah, thanks for saying hell.
Edit out hell. And finally?
And finally.
This may have been the best segment ever.
Yeah.
Especially with that one word we had to cut out.
Name the name of the actor who had his own TV show, always showed up to work looking like a bum, so he always went straight into wardrobe to get some nicer clothes to wear. Ray Romano, Charlie Sheen, Jerry Seinfeld.
Dan, since you're kind of the same way, you dress that way.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it was Ray Romano.
I'll say Romano.
I think it's supposed to be Romano because he has kind of that sort
Grumpy.
Of slot. Yeah, so I'm going to go Seinfeld.
Frank O'Pinion's favorite person, Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm a genius.
Wow. I'm Mike Evans. I'm live Hollywood. Hey.
Three people in the room. One genius, two idiots.
Wow. Yeah.
How do you feel right now? How do you feel?
Pretty
stupid?
Bad. I feel bad.
Pretty stupid. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Did you ever look up who invented the kitchen?
No.
I can tell you who it was.
Alfred
Ingram Price.
Alfred Price.
Alfred Price.
Ingram.
He invented the kitchen. The story goes that people were cooking on beds and in the building fires in the bedroom. And then at some point, and I think it was Alfred Price's wife, said, I'm fed up with having to come in here, making the bed, clean up dishes and junk. We need another room just for cooking and things like that. And he invented the kitchen. Huh. And now his great-great-great-great-grandson, Tom Price, how about that? Still in that business, making kitchens, not inventing them, that's been done, making them even better than they were before. And then he decided, well, if we're going to remodel kitchens, let's remodel bathrooms, because that is equally important when people come to your house or you living in the house. You know, why not make what could be an unpleasant experience, time in the bathroom, make it more pleasant? And the few pleasant things that you do in there, like showering and bubble baths or whatever, make them more than just a shower or a bubble bath. Make that bathroom time a beautiful time. Make kitchen time a beautiful time. And that's exactly what they do at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Now, the home, they don't build homes, but that's for home entertainment room. And a home entertainment room is going to involve cabinetry, and nobody that I know knows more about cabinetry than Thompson Price. Take a look at their website. It's thompsonprice.com. That will direct you to their showroom in De Pere, among other things, like their phone number. And I hope before you make a decision, you'll decide to look at somebody who'll do it right. Thompson Price, Kitchen Baths Home, thompsonprice.com.
Time to see if traffic's getting any better at all out there. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
It is on some of the highways, but if you're coming in for the hockey game and you're coming in on eastbound 64, you're going to start hitting the brakes right about the McCutcheon overpass. That's going to take you all the way in through Boyle.
and then it slows again from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, that was running heavy from Shrewsbury through Elm, opens up at Berry Road. You hit another slow pocket between Mraz and Bowles. Southbound 270 does look better. It's just slow now at the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on eastbound 270. You're slow now. Lindbergh 170 opens up at New Florissant. And westbound 70, that is slowing just before the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. This Valentine's Day, make sure you and the ones you love have the right insurance protection. Talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Big Wednesday coming up on the Morning Quickie. A lot of people stop me. They say, Steve, and I say, what? They say, why do you call it the Morning Quickie? And I smile and say, do you seriously not know? The show's only 2 hours, and it's on in the morning. I hope you can be here, because on the Big Wednesday show, everything you ever needed to know about anything will be covered starting at 10.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
5 Acres Animal Shelters having their annual Spaghetti Dinner Auction, sponsored by the Petco Foundation. It's on Friday, February 8th, and begins at 6 p.m. The event will be held at the Stegton Banquet Center in St. Charles. It's family-friendly. Adult tickets are $20. Kids' tickets, just $5. Proceeds benefit the dogs and cats at 5 Acres. To purchase tickets, visit 5acresanimalshelter.org/events. 5 Acres is a no-kill animal shelter that finds homes for hundreds of dogs and cats each and every year.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Yeah, you said it.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing Exteriors. As a 1972 Mizzou grad, we are a proud sponsor of Missouri basketball. Go Tigers!
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
I just got a call from the FCC in Washington. They would like a copy of what Mike Evans said, even though we edited it out. They still said they were going to see if they can find a way to file charges and maybe ban him from all future radio broadcasts. I hope that doesn't happen. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's do it again tomorrow. What do you say? Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Breaking news out of Puyallup, Washington. A school bus was struck by gunfire and crashed. Nobody was hurt. About 20 children were aboard the bus at the time. A gun rally in North Carolina.